Amani Joy sells charcoal under the scorching sun on Juba's busy streets. She complains about the excessive heat, but does not see a connection between the trees that are cut down to make the charcoal she sells and the warmer temperatures.
I get my charcoal from Magui. The person brings for me the charcoal. I will sell it when I get a small profit. I pay his money and he will bring me more charcoal. I also sell in small buckets so I can get 1,000 or 2,000 SSP. That's how we are working. You know, we don't have enough money to bring more charcoal, but the business is helping a lot.
Joseph Africano Batel, Undersecretary in the Ministry of Environment and Forestry, warns that South Sudan is already facing the negative effects of deforestation.
Illegal harvesting or cutting of our trees has reached a very alarming rate. 99.9% of us use charcoal and fuel wood as a source of energy. So everybody is now going to the forest to cut. Also, our soldiers have taken over our forest.
South Sudan's transitional government of national unity have not paid civil servants and members of the organized forces their salaries for months, forcing soldiers deployed in various parts of the country to cut down trees for charcoal. Batel says the country's forest cover is under siege.
When you go to the areas of Morobo, Kajukeji, part of Acholi, Yambio, Meridi, up to the borders, people are cutting our natural wood, azalea, mahogany. But the most important thing, to stop deforestation, the government has to prioritize renewable energy. We have the policies, we have the regulations, but instability will not allow us to be able to manage the forest sustainably.
Last month, Jacob Remijo, a lawmaker representing Morobo County in the Transitional National Legislative Assembly, tabled a motion on charcoal business in his area. He accuses the Sudan People's Liberation Army in opposition, or SPLA-IO, loyal to the country's first vice president Riek Machar, and foreign companies of being engaged in the lucrative business of illegal logging.
The forest is really deflated in Morobo County in general and in Panyume, Bayam in particular. As we talk now, we have three youths who arrested the show power machines. They are arrested and detained until now. They are in the barracks of the SPLA-IO. I want the international community to help us rescue those youths. These are Ugandans and Congolese. Ugandan, Congolese in the logging, then Italian and the Lebanese in the charcoal business.
Oyet Nathaniel Perino, Deputy Speaker at the Transitional National Legislative Assembly and the Deputy Chairman of the SPLA-IO, refuted Remijo's allegations and threatened to take legal action against him.
The parliament have instituted a select committee who will travel to Morobo and find out who are those ones who are involved in logging. Is it the businessmen who are being given license by the county authority? Is it the local chiefs who are interacting with businessmen, selling their trees? Or is it members of the forces that are in the area of cantonment or the SSPDF?
Teddy Grace is a civic engagement officer at the non-profit called Coneta. The group trains women on how to make briquettes to stop the rampant cutting of trees. She says more than 50 women have so far benefited from the training, adding that briquettes for fuel will reduce deforestation for charcoal.
Briquettes, these are alternative charcoals you can use for cooking, and these are made out of the available waste resources we have around. First of all, you just get your water, then you get the papers, you soak them in the water. If you want them to sleep in the water so that they can have a long-lasting burning in the stove, you soak them to sleep overnight. It prevents us from cutting a lot of trees.
Garang Magwed Garang, founder of Greening South Sudan organization, says his group plants trees in churches, schools, and homes to reduce global warming.
We have planted over 500 seedlings of different types, majorly in Juba. We have a plan of planting 10 million in next 10 years. So every year, we want to at least plant 1 million. That is what we can do at our capacity. In 2024, people are buying one seedling at 10,000. If we all turn up for greening, we can tackle the issue of cutting down of trees.
Forest loss and damage contributes to 10% of global warming, resulting in the burning of fossil fuels. The cutting down of forests and farming increasingly influencing the climate and the Earth's temperature. It also adds enormous amounts of greenhouse gases to those naturally occurring in the atmosphere, increasing the greenhouse effect and global warming. For VOA News, I'm Dennis Logonyi reporting from Juba.